The ongoing COVID-19 pandemic has brought the importance of mental health awareness close to the forefront, one of the many reasons the federal government passed a motion late last year to adopt 988, a national three-digit suicide and crisis hotline. At Tuesday's County of Simcoe Council meeting, councillors agreed on the importance of having one place for individuals in crisis to call, and passed a resolution instructing staff to look into the initiative. Orillia Mayor Steve Clark and Township of Severn Deputy Mayor Jane Dunlop wondered about the possible duplication of services with the existing 211 line, a free helpline that connects people to community and social services in their area, as well as the potential for confusion with too many three-digit numbers. I may very well agree with Count Dunlop's concern, and that is why I want to flush this out even further. If it is a resource that has significant proven ability elsewhere, then it might be something we could consider despite the confusion. It may just boil down to an education, said Clark. Ajala Tosarantio Mayor Floyd Pinto noted the understanding his council got when presented with the information in June, was that because the new number was a federal initiative, it would be the same from coast to coast. 211 would be within the county of Simcoe, but let's say a resident has gone to another province and is suicidal, they could call up 988, and that's why when it came to us we asked for it to be added to the county agenda. As a longtime volunteer firefighter, Ajala Tosarantio Deputy Mayor Bob Meadows has seen firsthand what happens when someone in crisis is unable to get the help they need. When someone is in a mental crisis, or in a suicidal crisis, you need somebody on the other line immediately that has the answer. Somebody that can talk the person down and who is a professional and that can relate to the person on the other end, he said. This is a necessity. We've had the highest suicide rates in pretty much the whole country in this area. Being a first responder that has seen some of the devastation, we need something out there. I will live the rest of life seeing what I saw, said Meadows. If there was one phone number out there that could have helped that child, to me it is worth it. I think it's very important we support a 988 number so professionals can act quickly on situations before it's too late. Orillia Count Pat Hen agreed, and said she is still haunted by calls she received while working with North Simcoe Victim Services. Some of the calls that still haunt me are the suicide calls that we received. If we'd had one number people could have called, maybe it would have saved a life, so I am certainly in favor of going forward to find out more information, she said. I can remember many years ago, someone called the police station because they were suicidal and the staff ran and got me. I stayed on the phone with that person until the police were able to get to the house and were able to take that person to the hospital. The individual didn't know where to call, which Hen said is a perfect example of the need for a number specifically for those in crisis. If we'd had that kind of line, they could have called it and received immediate help. I know the trauma that families went through as we assisted them after a suicide, so anything we can do to assist families and people that are in such need I am certainly in favor of supporting, she said. Greg Bishop, General Manager of Social and Community Services for the county, said the issue is serious and escalating in Simcoe County. I know from colleagues across the province that mental health and complex other issues have been really heightened during the pandemic, particularly in the most vulnerable populations, he said. In terms of 211, it is a very strong resource that we rely upon, and in terms of crisis lines there is also 911 for emergency assistance immediately, and would be happy to look into this.